At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hopefully you can hear me. Hopefully Rose will type in if you guys can't hear me. So I do appreciate you being here. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Hopefully you're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We've been having some technical problems, and hopefully we're ironing those out. And but I do appreciate you being here today. And so let's go ahead and let's do the card for the show today. And it's the perfect timing card. On the bottom of this card, it says, okay, Rose says that you can hear me, but it sounds like I'm in a tunnel. But that's okay. We'll try to get through it. All right. Now is the perfect moment for you to act on your inspirations. The doors are open while you walk through them. With us by your side. Don't delay or procrastinate, as all the ingredients are ripe for your success. Everything and everyone is on your side, supporting your positive outcome. Right now is the time for us to step forward. I believe it with everything inside of me. I've been feeling this for weeks now, that this is our time. This is that perfect timing. The doors are opening wide for us, but it's up to us if we walk through those doors. So all the ingredients are ripe for your success. It's up to you if you step into that success. So it's perfect timing right now for you to step out and trust Spirit. Okay, now I want to talk to you about something that I heard about over the weekend. Michael Gourley is a psychic medium. He's actually been on this program. And on Friday, his sister was shot, she was 22 years old. She leaves behind two very young, small children, and so our hearts and our prayers go out to Michael Gourley and his family at this time, and just remember him and his family. Like I said, he has been on this program. He's a very gifted reader, and we don't understand. You know, when I heard this, you know, I don't understand this kind of stuff. I just don't get it, and I'm sure that he doesn't get it either. And just be sure that you remember him and the family in prayers. I don't have any more details. If you would like more details and you would like to read a post that he posted, you can go over to his website and go over to his Facebook account. And he talks about his feelings on Saturday in a post. So you can go there and read that on his Facebook page. Just remember him in your prayers, okay? We're going to play a song for him and his family. It's called The Dance. And we don't understand why this happened. We don't. But we do know that she continues on, and he knows that as well. But you can imagine that right now, that doesn't help much, okay? Very much human emotions are involved at the moment, so continue to pray for them. We will be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
Moment wasn't I a king, but if I
Let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. We thank you that in times that we don't understand things, that you give us that understanding that goes beyond our human thinking and our human stuff. Father, Mother God, today I pray for Michael Gourley and his family at this time. And I pray that you would help them have that understanding, that you would help them today to get past those emotions that they might be going through at this moment that go back and forth. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just have justice where justice needs to be. And Father, Mother God, I pray right now that you would continue to lead us and continue to guide us into a better world, a place where there will not be any violence, where there won't be all this stuff that we have right now. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you for that. We ask right now that you surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And Father, Mother God, right now I pray for those that are listening to my voice that you would meet their needs today, that you would let us smile a little more today, that you would let us love a little more today, and that you would let us be the change that we want to see in the world today. And today, just for today, I pray that there be no violence of any sort today. And we say namaste, and we say amen. The one thing I want to talk about really quick here is, you know, this touches my heart. It doesn't touch me directly as it does with Michael and his family, but it touches me. Because we're all hooked together. We are all connected together. We are one gigantic family. And my heart just aches right now, just hurts right now. Because I do not understand violence. I do not get it. I've never got it. I just don't get it. And when I hear about violence like this, that people just shoot people for whatever reason, it makes me mad. But we cannot stay in a place of anger. We have to work together for solutions. We have to work together that these things do not happen. And they're happening too frequently. So, but I know this much. I know that angels are working with us and ministering unto us and guiding us into a better place. And I'm so thankful for that. All right, if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316. Look, speak to Jill. Hi, Jill.
We don't know what this
fucking
argument
is.
Hello.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, can I just have a message? Is that okay?
Yes, you can. I appreciate you calling in today. Let me go ahead and shuffle the cards really quick here and see what cards
pop up.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you calling in. Let me go ahead. The very first card I pulled for you is the dream card. So pay attention to your dreams right now. I feel like that you're dreaming a lot more than you have been before. And so really pay attention to that. The other thing that Spirit wants to focus on this is the dreams that we create, you know, the things that we want to accomplish in our lives. So the one thing, as this card's popping up here, Jill, it's saying dream a little bigger, reach a little higher. You know, don't give up on those things that you want to see accomplished in your life. Let me go ahead and pull another card here. And surrender and release any emotions, any fears that might be holding you back from accomplishing your dreams, from accomplishing those goals. I feel a little bit of fear that sneaks in every once in a while. I think we all have that. But does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And the really good news I got for you, though, is the next card I pulled and the last card I'm going to pull for you is the enchantment card. So as you go into summer, as we go into summer here, as we start summer, I definitely feel summer is going to be that magical time for you. And so what I mean by that is definitely start manifesting what you want to bring into your life and see those dreams coming to fulfillment, okay? Because I just feel like that if you reach out, Spirit's going to reach towards you and help you with that. And hopefully that helps you today.
Reach out meaning what? Reach out for?
Reach out. Well, what I would do is reach out towards Spirit and take those steps out towards your dreams. A lot of times, you know, I can sit here and say, okay, I have a dream of going to Colorado, but if I don't make any plans or if I don't take any steps to see that accomplished, it's not going to get accomplished, okay? So that's what I mean by that. It's just stepping out, you know, starting putting some of those things in place. Like a lot of times people call in and say, you know, Michael, you know, I need a job. Well, if we don't put applications and resumes out there, it's not going to happen. And so,
right.
So what I mean by that is just step out and you know, reach for your dreams. You know, start putting things out there that dream will come to fulfillment. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for asking for clarification. Because sometimes, you know, Spirit's talking through me, and then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, are they getting what Spirit's trying to say? So let's go ahead and talk to Kathleen, hopefully. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
I would like a card on direction. I lost my son a month ago, and I'm just wanting some direction.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me say that I'm sorry for your loss, but also I do believe that your son is communicating with you. He's around you. I believe that life continues on. Was your son very energetic? Because all of a sudden I get a very energetic spirit that's coming through here. Was his energy really high at times? Because I got an energy here that's like almost
yes.
like bouncing off the walls. Okay.
Yes, he was only 36, and he actually worked himself to death.
Right. Yeah, and that happens a lot. But you know he's definitely communicating with you. There is something that he is doing. Let me see if I can figure out what this is. Something about light. If it's not happening yet, it will start happening. A particular light just keeps burning out. Pay attention
okay.
to that because this is his way of communicating with you. It will just, you'll put a new bulb in there and maybe a couple of days later it's burned out. So just pay attention to that. I feel like it's somewhere in the living room or in the living area there. But let me go ahead and pull a card as well for you today, actually. The first card is a children card, so this is where your focus is right now. You're really missing him, which is understandable. I mean, this just happened. You're going through a lot of different emotions on this right now. But he's definitely just coming across today, letting you know that he loves you and that he's okay. You know, he really sorry that he went sooner than was expected for him. But it was his timing. We don't always understand that, but it's his timing. And he wants you to know that he is trying to talk, and he will communicate with you very soon, not just through me, but one-on-one with you. There's also a playfulness that you've lost since his passing. Does that make sense to you? It's just like he wants you to laugh again. Does that make any sense to you? Why would he be focusing on that?
Because he made everybody else laugh. And,
okay.
You know,
yeah,
I keep saying that he left a pocket full of love and a pocket full of jokes.
Right. Yeah, and so he wants you to laugh again. He wants you to remember the good times. And those memories will help you through this period that you're going through right now, which we call grief. And so remember that. And he also wants you to get out of the house. Have you been in the house too much?
Yes. In fact,
okay.
I just made up my mind today to start getting out.
Yeah, he's saying that you're isolating yourself. So that's not good. That's what's going to cause depression. So he wants you to get out. So look for those little miracles in life. The miracle card popped up here. So look for those little miracles. You will get past this and through this. But just know, he wants me to tell you that, just know that he is right beside you. Literally, I can almost sense him right beside you. So, and you'll be able to do that. You're going to be able to feel him very soon, like right beside you. And so that will help you. And I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Go out and enjoy the day. All right. And we do that. We, you know, when we have loss, when we have problems arise, you know, the one thing that we do is we isolate. And then we're isolating with that grief. We're isolating with that depression. And that is not good. So we got to, just open up more. Okay, 928, could you say your name for me, please?
Hello, my name is Athena.
Okay, I wasn't going to try to say that, so but I do appreciate you saying it. How can I help?
I have a question regarding a person. I'm wondering if things will work out with him or, like, what's going to happen from here.
Okay. Could I get just the initial of his first name, please?
His initial of his first name is B.
Okay, thank you. All right. It just helps me tap into his energy. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay? Because I saw two different things here, and I want to be sure I get the right one. Okay. I believe that this will work out. Now, I do believe that there has to be some communication here, some openness on his part. I just feel like that you're, at this moment in time with this relationship, you're more emotionally invested than he is. Does that make any sense to you?
We're not in a relationship. It's just we were friends and stuff, and over the week,
okay,
we got into a pretty big argument, and like some stuff happened. So
yeah, a friendship is a relationship of some sort. It's not a romantic relationship, but it is a relationship, and that's probably what I was focusing on there. But the one thing I will tell you is, you know, I feel like that this will get resolved. I do feel like that friendship can be salvaged, and then there's a possibility, and this could be what I was seeing as well. There's a possibility that this could lead into something different than a friendship, something a little deeper down the line, but definitely communication here. And yeah, things were said that probably shouldn't have been said, but you can't take those back right now. You can just ask for forgiveness and move past this. But this friendship is solid. I don't see him going anywhere. I don't see you going anywhere. I do believe that this will be fixed, and you guys will have a stronger friendship because of it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Does that help?
All right, thank you.
I hope.
Well, yeah, because I was just wondering about it. Like, I just was thinking that it was over because, like, we had a really bad, like, weekend.
So. Yeah, and that happens. I've had those bad weekends, too. I've had, you know, those blow-ups. And when, you know, right now, everybody, I want to tell you something. Everybody's energy is really a little whacked right now. So emotions are at a very high place right now. And so what happened is this exploded, okay? It was like a huge dynamite stick went off, okay? This is what I'm seeing with this. Yes, you guys had a really bad weekend. I believe that, you know, give it a couple of days, then try to make some contact with him and see how he responds. I would give it a couple of days for things to cool down here, but I do believe that he'll reach out to you before you reach out to him, okay?
Actually, I've already told him I was sorry yesterday,
yeah.
And he was okay with it. He was just like, yeah, well, we're still friends, and, you know, things happen,
yeah.
But I was just wondering, like,
yeah,
if he meant it or if he just said it just to say it.
No, I believe he meant it, you know, and like I said, you know, this is going to fix it. So, but, you know, you're going to see a change in there in a couple of days. What I would do right now is just let this die down a little bit. You've already asked for forgiveness. That's good. That's awesome. So I would just let spirit work with this, and everything's going to smooth over. And people blow up at each other. Unfortunately, we do that. And this will take care of itself, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Right.
No problem. All right. We're going to go ahead and put on a song really quick, and because I need to take care of something that's outside. So I'm going to be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Do not go anywhere. I'll be right back. Not very long. Very long. All right. Back. Let's go ahead and talk to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Michael. For one thing, I'm glad you're okay. I've been hearing about the storms your way, and I'm praying for you. I'm glad you're okay.
Well, I'm okay. Yeah, it's supposed to get a little bad again today, but we'll just pray the storm away. So how can I help you?
Okay, Michael. I've had my own kind of storm here for 2 weeks, and I have felt like I've been under psychic attack. I mean, I've just had phone lines, everything disconnecting. I've had my car towed. I mean, I've just had chaos, computer virus, and I had somebody work on my computer. I'm not even sure if he's trustworthy. I had to get rid of him. And now I got a text trying to come back, and it's crazy. What do you see coming up? I mean, things going to settle down in these areas?
Yeah, things are going to start settling down. This is just a test you're going through right now. And so everything is going to start settling down. As you go out of May, there's new beginnings. I got a new beginning card in front of me that tells me that. So this is going to pass. With some of the stuff that's going on, I don't feel like it's a psychic attack. Now, the one thing that I will tell you is I feel like that it is a spirit that's just messing around with you, trying to get your attention. So you might just pay more attention to that, because I feel like that this is a spirit, a loved one of yours, trying to communicate with you. And so using electronic things like the phones, the computers.
Everything. Motive.
Because they are energy. And so what they do is they can use that to communicate with us quicker than any other way. And so I definitely feel like that this is a loved one. This is a female presence that is trying to communicate with you. I don't know who this is yet. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have a sister in spirit?
I have a mother who's like a sister, always been like a sister.
Okay. All right. Because I'm getting a sister presence. She's coming across to me as a sister. Okay. So she's telling me that she's doing this to let you know that she's around you, she's watching over you. The other thing that she really is focused on here, and I'm going to say that this is your mother at this moment, is you, your body care, your body. Because I got a card that popped up, really watching your health. I know that this has been an ongoing issue.
Right, and it still is.
But this is going to get resolved pretty quick as you go into summer. I do feel like that they will get to the bottom of this finally, and this will be behind you. And that's a good thing. And hopefully that helps you, and I do appreciate you calling in.
I just have one other quick thing. I'm waiting now to find out if my home will be refinanced. Are you getting a good feeling on this?
I'm getting a good feeling. You should hear something by the end of the month.
Oh, that would be great, and it's positive.
It is positive, yes.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. Take care.
You're welcome.
And prayer,
all right.
Please.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, we have a little stormy weather. We're going to take one more call here really quick. Melissa, thank you for your patience, and you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm fine. I've been working at a supermarket for 10 years, and it's like low pay and everything. And so I went to another supermarket the other day just to buy something, and it's 20 minutes away from me, and they had a sign up for a produce clerk, and so because I work at produce, I do produce anywhere where I'm at. And
right.
So the guy told me to come back tomorrow. So I wanted to know, is this gonna be something good for me if I get hired? Is it gonna be full time because I am experienced?
Yes. Let me look at this really close because again, I have two different answers here. Okay, so let me be sure that I get the right one. Because I don't want to give you something that's not right, okay?
Okay.
And there's a lot of storms around me, so that has the energy up a little strange around me today. So that's probably why I'm getting two answers all the time today. I believe that this is actually good for you. I see that as a good thing. I actually do feel like that there will be a little bit of an increase to start with. And then as you're there for a while, of course, they'll give you another raise here, looks like in about a couple of weeks or so after you start, because you're really good at what you do. And
mm-hmm.
and as far as full-time, definitely see it working into full-time. Now, it might not start that way right off the top. You know, they might just, you know, try you out a little bit. But I do feel like that by June it would be full-time. You know, because they are going to offer you a position tomorrow. You know, again, if you take it, it's totally up to you. Because
it's a big step, but I think it's...
Yeah, it is a big step, and it can be a little scary for you because it's a new place. You're not sure how it's going to work out. You know, new people, you know, a whole new situation. But I definitely feel like that it is a good move for you. Because I feel like that Spirit's putting you there to help somebody. I feel like that there's somebody there that you're going to come in contact with that is going to be like a lifelong friend that you're really going to help. A lot of the stuff you've gone through in your life, you're going to help them not make those same mistakes, those same choices. And so I believe that this is a divine order. This is Spirit putting you in a place that you can help other people.
I love that. I love helping other people, you know, help somebody.
And I feel like it's time. I feel like it's time for you to step out of that shell a little bit. And, you know, we all have that.
Long shell.
You know, we all have that. Yeah, we all have that shell that, you know, we feel safe. You know, we want to stay close to ourselves. But, you know, we need to start reaching out to people. There's a lot of hurting people on our planet, unfortunately. And so we need to be that light. And you're about to shine in a new place. I'm excited for you.
Wow. You know, something told me to go there. I don't know why, because I was buying groceries there, and something told me. I had to go back in the store, and that's why I seen the sign.
Yeah, it was Spirit. It was your angel saying, hey, look up. There's a sign that you're missing. You know, and you know, a lot of times we're missing those little signs. You know, pay attention. Why would I see a physical move for you? I wouldn't say this year so much. Have you been considering moving?
You know what I always wanted to do? I always wanted to go and just buy like a little small house if I could, and just and tell my mom she doesn't have to work anymore. That's what I really liked it there.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and I definitely see a move for you. I would see more next year. I wouldn't see this year so much. But I would see maybe summer of 14 where it's just weird saying 14. Next year, I would see more of a move next year around the summertime.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So, I know.
I'm going to let you know what happens
about this whole thing. Yeah, please let me know because I love those confirmations. You know, I love those feedbacks. So You know, and congratulations, because I do feel like that you will be offered this tomorrow. And, you know, it's up to you if you choose it. But,
you know
I would really lay this
me.
Out. Yeah,
it's very close to my home for me. It's like me going up the block from my job. Going up the block from my house to take the bus, going back and forth. So it's not walking.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome. that'd be a whole lot better. So, yeah. You have a great day, and it was a pleasure talking
to you. Thank you so much. You made my day.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Rose, phone lines are closed. Phone lines are closed for the rest of the day. I want to talk, and we might extend the show here just a little bit. But I want to talk about what we actually are going to. I was just told by Spirit to extend this show. I'm going to put on the same song I just had on so I can do that really quick here. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back. Okay, there's been some changes. I need to tell you about them. If you are looking for our Twitter account, it has changed. I changed the name of it. You can find a link to it right here on the Blog Talk Show page by just clicking on the Twitter thing, and you can go over to our Twitter account, and you can follow me over there. It is You Are Awakening at Twitter. You Are Awakening. YOUAREAWAKENING. It is also our new email address as well. It is youareawakening@gmail.com. youareawakening@gmail.com. Okay. So if you've been following us on Twitter and you're wondering, stuff like that, we have changed it as You Are Awakening at Twitter. All right. So, let's see. Anything else I need to tell you before I get into what I want to talk to you about today? I don't think so. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can find that information over on our website at www.spirituallyawakening.com. And tomorrow on spiritualtalkradio.net, hopefully by tomorrow, that will have a new, fresh look. And so we will have that. And over there on the new website, you will have the Twitter feed right there. And so it will make it easy for you to follow us over on Twitter. So hopefully I'll have that ready to launch tomorrow. Okay. Rose, you can go ahead and check the calls. You might just tell them that that come in that you might just tell them that I'm not taking any calls right now, but I might hear off and on. I don't know. Let spirit lead us. But if you would like to call in, you can do so at 347-327-9316 if any calls come in. Rose will talk to you. All right. If you have just tuned into the show, I just want to talk about something, and this will lead perfectly into what I want to talk about today and what we might be talking about for a few days here. If you just tune in, Michael Gourley, which has been on this program, he is a psychic medium. He is based in Illinois. I believe on Friday, he had to identify the body of his sister, which was shot. She was murdered on Friday, I believe. I don't have any more details than that. You can check out more information on his Facebook. He has posted something over there on his Facebook page about this, regarding this. And, you know, we don't understand tragedies. We don't understand things like this. And, you know, when I was growing up, you know, a lot of times people think that just because we're spiritual beings or if we are religious or whatever, then that we are stamped to these kind of things, and it's not true. Tragedy is tragedy, and it just happens. We don't understand why things happen the way they do. Over the weekend, there have been several tornadoes, some near where I live and a lot down in Oklahoma. Some loss of life due to these storms. We don't understand things like the World Trade Center. We don't understand things like Oklahoma City bombing. We don't understand things like somebody going into a grade school and shooting kids. We don't understand people going to a parade and shooting people. We don't understand people going to where people were running and having races and blowing up things. We don't understand those kind of things. But they're a part of life. We don't understand when people get in their car and they might be just going to the store to get a loaf of bread, and then the next call we get is from the police saying there has been a tragic accident. We don't understand tragedy. And what's really harder is when you have somebody like me that sees things that happen. And then I go, okay, what do I do with the information that I get? And I want to share something with you that took place in my own life and how I got through it. And hopefully it helps you understand that a lot of times as seers, we don't always see things that we like to see, but we see them. And I think, you know, one thing I asked Spirit when I first started seeing things that I just could not help, I asked Spirit, I said, why do I see things that I have no control over? And Spirit told me this, and this is the reason why I say what I say sometimes as a seer, because nothing is ever set in concrete, and we can pray, and we can lessen things. And sometimes we can't. And sometimes they're just a part of a bigger plan that maybe sometimes we can't see. So now I want to share with you a vision that I saw and the results of that and the steps that I had to take and continually take to heal. In 2010, I was in Joplin, Missouri. I think it was probably March of 2010. I was standing in a meeting room in Panera Bread in Joplin, Missouri. I was hosting an event, a crossing over thing, where I pick up messages from loved ones and I was answering questions for people. And all of a sudden, I felt something. I had a vision. I saw a cloud in my head. And in that cloud, I saw a tornado. And I made this prediction in 2010, standing in Joplin, Missouri. I said, there will be a tornado that hits Joplin within a year, and it is going to do a lot of damage. I had forgot about that prediction until 2011. 2011 began for me like any other year, but something was changing. Something was happening. Every time I went over to Joplin, which is only about 35 miles away from where I live in Kansas, I felt something. I stayed over there a lot. I stayed in a motel over there, and I'd go over there just to get away from here sometimes. Have you ever just wanted to get away from where you are? And I know a lot of people do sometimes. And so, you know, when you're in a situation where you're a caregiver, sometimes it's hard. You just need to get away. So I was going over to Joplin a lot in 2011. And I was hosting events over there every once in a while. And so, but in January of 2011, I remember I was staying in a motel and I kept looking west from where I was staying. And I just had this eerie feeling that something wasn't right. Something was building on the horizon. Something kept bothering me. Every time I was over in Joplin in 2011, I kept looking west. I could barely see a cloud, but I felt an approaching storm. Bits and pieces kept coming to me. I kept hearing sirens, and I kept seeing buildings flying around, and I kept seeing things, and I couldn't put the pieces together. Or maybe I just didn't want to see what I was seeing. Maybe there's times in our lives that we just don't want to see what we're seeing because we just don't want to accept it. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background before I go into much more of the story. Like I said, Joplin, Missouri is 35 miles away from my home. Joplin also was my home for many years. When I was married, we lived in Joplin. I worked in Joplin because Joplin is not very far away. Joplin was more like home to me than where I do live. I connected more with Joplin as a home than I do the city that I live in. I went to church there. I got married there. Joplin just, you know, was Joplin and still is. It's just changed a little. Now let's get back to the story. So months went by, January, February, March, April, May. May of 2011 began like any other month for me, for the residents of Joplin. It began like any other month, any other time. But something was building. I could feel it. I didn't know exactly what, and again, maybe I didn't want to see it, and what could I have done anyhow? Because I feel a huge storm building in the west. Every time I went over there, every month, every time I would be in Joplin, I would be shaking, literally shaking. Any time I was over there before May and it was raining, something inside of me just was afraid. May 20th. sitting in my house here where I live, and I'm thinking about going over to Joplin and staying over there for the weekend. My plan was to stay over there on May 21st and May 22nd. And that's the way I had planned to stay. On May 20th, I woke up and something in me said, if you're planning on being in Joplin this weekend, you need to go tonight and be there Friday night, Saturday night, and leave Sunday, May 22nd. I didn't know why, but I listened to the voice inside of me, and so I changed my plans. So I headed over to Joplin on May 20th. It was raining a little bit on May 20th. But it was just an ordinary drive. But something inside of me began to tell me that something was about to happen, that was going to change, not just my way of looking at things, but the way that a lot of people looked at things. I pulled into Joplin on Friday and went to the hotel that I normally stay at. I walked in, I said hi to the person that was at the desk, which I knew as a friend, and we talked and chatted. It was ordinary Friday. Nothing extraordinary going on. I leave the hotel to go to McDonald's, which is right near the hotel, on Friday night. And I step out and it's sprinkling and I start crying. Don't know why I'm crying. Don't know what's going on. I just start busting out crying. I look west. Friday ends, Saturday begins, May 21st, 2011. That day just is an ordinary day. I go shopping, I go looking around. That evening, I'm sitting with my friend in the lobby and we're talking, and I'm awful quiet, and he's wondering why I'm quiet. And also, I'm constantly looking over my shoulder west. He goes, is everything okay? And I said, no. I said, something is terribly, terribly wrong. He knows that I'm psychic. He knows that I'm picking up on something. I don't know exactly what I'm going on, but when I'm looking west, while I'm in the hotel, I see this huge dark cloud that covers the whole west end of Joplin and is moving to Joplin through my head. I see this huge cloud. And I see rotation. I go to my... We end our conversation, and he said, well, you don't look well. He said that I look totally white. Because what I was seeing, I didn't want to see. I remember that in this vision that I was seeing when I was looking west, I remember seeing trees flying in the air. And I knew that what I was seeing was a tornado. I just didn't want to admit it. And I had no idea at that moment how it was going to impact me and how it was going to impact the lives of Joplin. I went and laid down. I was shaking, visibly shaking, while I was in my motel room. Hollering a spirit in my room, going, no, I don't want to see this. if I don't see it, then it's not going to happen. Have you ever done that? Have you ever just say, okay, if I just ignore it, then it just didn't happen? We go into a place of denial. And as a seer, I didn't want to see this because I didn't know what to do with it. I leave my motel room and I go up. Remember, this is Saturday. The sun is shining on Saturday, May 21st. The sun is shining. It's a nice day. It's a beautiful day outside. I go up to my friend at the desk and I say this. I said, what do we do if a tornado hits Joplin? The sun is shining. Why am I asking, what do we do if a tornado hits Joplin? This is May 21st. May 21st ends. May 22nd begins. I wake up on May 22nd with this urgency inside of me. I'm shaking. Something is definitely wrong. Something is building. I wake up and I hear this voice that tells me this. It says, you need to be out of town by noon. Not just a little bit out of town, but you need to be out of town on the other end of Joplin and you need to be headed home by noon on Sunday. I left my hotel at exactly, I remember right, about 11 something. And it was very unusual for me to go a certain way home. I'm a creature of habit. If anybody knows me, been around me, I'm a creature of habit. I do the same thing every single time, every single way, the same thing. I do not like change. On May 22nd, Spirit guides me to go a different path home. I go down Connecticut, down towards the high school of Joplin, Missouri, and at the corner of 20th and I'm not sure what street that is, where the high school set. I stop at the stop sign. I start crying. I look west. And I see in my head, I see debris flying down the street. I see cars tumbling. This is all a vision. This has not happened yet. I look at the sign in the front of Joplin High School and it says graduation ceremonies at MSSC, Missouri Southern. I stop at that stop sign and I pray this prayer. I say, please keep them all safe, and I drive out of Joplin, Missouri. That afternoon, I get home and I am shaking. Where I live, the tornado sirens go off roughly around 4 o'clock, the sirens sound in Pittsburgh. I look west, and there I see storm clouds building. And I think, no, not here. The path of tornado was aimed right at where I lived. And I was like, no. This is not happening. That tornado lifted and went away. I went on air. We had a show that day. Unknown to me, at 5:41 p.m. or earlier, about 5:30, tornado sirens sound in Joplin, Missouri for the very first time. there's a storm out west building on the outskirts of Joplin. The sirens go off at about 5:35. There's a tornado watcher chasing this tornado through Joplin. They see the wall cloud and they know a tornado's in there. They stop and talk to this police officer and tell them, why aren't the sirens sounding? There's a tornado in that cloud. 5:40, the tornado sirens go off the second time in Joplin, Missouri. But the tornado is already on the ground. It begins on Black Cat Road outside of Joplin and travels down 26th Street towards St. John's Hospital and sits on top of the hospital and moves the hospital a couple of inches off of its foundation. It moves from the hospital towards Main Street of Joplin. It goes, continues to grow as it goes to Main Street. It stretches out miles long and travels through a very high populated area of Joplin, destroying anything and everything in its path, throwing cars like they were rag dolls. Tearing up businesses that have been established for many years. The unthinkable has happened. I end my radio show unaware of what's happening. I go in and my dad is sitting in his chair with a phone and he's crying. And my brother had just called us and he had just heard about the tornado that had just hit Joplin. And I turn on the TV. I run outside and I just scream at the top of my lungs, no way. Because what I'm seeing, I can't believe. I don't want to believe what I just see. A 166 people lost their lives on that day. And in some ways, for a long time, as a seer, when I first started hearing about this tornado, I thought in my head that I created this, that it was my fault in some way. That maybe in some way I manifested it. And I had, luckily, I had friends that said, Michael, that's not true. But as seers, you know, we see tragedy. You know, I've seen like the hurricane that hit Long Island, and I've seen earthquakes, and I've seen things that I have no control over, and I ask Spirit, I go, why do I see these things if I can't stop them? Even if I had seen, and I believe that with everything inside of me, that I saw that tornado way before it even was even thought of. But what was I going to do with that information? If I had went to the police and said, hey, You know, on May 22nd at 5:41, there's going to be a F5 tornado that's going to rip through your town and kill a whole bunch of people. They would have looked at me like I was crazy. Because it had never happened. Sometimes we have in our thinking that tragedy cannot hit us. Sometimes we have this Superman syndrome. And we think that this is not going to happen to us. Who would have thought, you know, in 2001, that the World Trade Center was going to get hit by airplanes and collapse? Who would have thought that a person was going to drive a Ryder truck in front of a building in Oklahoma City and blow it up? Even if see or saw that kind of stuff, what were they going to do with that information? All we do is we do our very best and we pray. And we hope that what we're seeing doesn't happen. On May 23rd, 2011, I almost quit. Because I'm mad. I'm mad at Spirit for allowing that to happen. I'm mad for me being able to see it and not be able to do anything about it. I'm just mad. I'm pissed off. But luckily, my spirit guide doesn't lead me that way. He comes to me on that day after the tornado and after I'm seeing all this destruction and I'm seeing the houses and you're hearing the names of the people that they're finding the bodies and there's young kids that were sucked out of their mother's arms and a young man that had just graduated out of high school was sucked out of his Hummer with his dad sitting right in the passenger seat. We don't understand those kind of things. It took me a long time to heal. In 2012, the year anniversary of the tornado in Joplin, they're going to have a walk through the tornado area. They're going to walk through the tornado, where the path of the tornado. Spirit tells me that I need to go. I don't really want to. And there's people telling me, you know, I had mixed people saying, okay, this is going to be good, this is not going to be good. So on May 22nd of 2012, I go over to Joplin and I begin to walk the path of the tornado with a whole bunch of other people. And in doing so, there's healing that begins to take place. Because a year after this tornado that destroys a lot of stuff, there are things popping back up. There's houses popping back up. There's hope being reborn. When tragedies happen, all we see is a tragedy. We don't see the hope that could be born out of it. We don't see the good that could come out of awful stuff that happens. But for a whole year, anytime that thundered, I didn't like it. I still have problems with storms, still. When I have tornado sirens, I hear tornado sirens, I cringe. Did I heal in time? Definitely. You know, I go over to Joplin now and I see hope. I see little trees planted where bigger trees had been. and were sucked out aground by the tornado. I see new apartment buildings being built where there used to be apartment buildings. I see new buildings being built and new businesses starting. I see people paying more attention to things around them and being thankful for the lives that are around them. Remembering those that have passed on and building hope again. As a seer, there are things that I don't like seeing. But I'm learning that it's a part of my job and it's a part of who I am. And it helps sometimes. My friend, let's go back to him. He doesn't normally work on Sundays. He worked on May 22nd. And I, on May 21st, we're talking about if a tornado hits Joplin. And I said, well, what do you do? What's your plan? And he said, well, I will put the people out in the hallway. And that's the plan. And I was like, that's not a good plan. There's a door at the end of that hallway. And it will suck them out of here like a vacuum cleaner. I said, put them in the stairway. On May 22nd, he worked. He normally doesn't work. That hotel wasn't directly hit, but he knew what to do. He put the people in the stairway when the sirens went off. For a while, I didn't know if he lived or if he didn't live through that storm. I had friends over in Joplin, and immediately I was on the phone. And that day, you could hardly get through phones. You couldn't get through. So there was weeks that went by, because I couldn't even go over to Joplin for a couple months. I couldn't even go over there. And it was hard. Because I blamed myself for that. But I didn't create it, and I know that now. But back then, I didn't know that. And I think a lot of times as seers, I think a lot of times we forget that. We don't create stuff, we just see stuff. So be careful today with the storms. Pay attention, listen to your intuition. I've healed, and it's taken a while for me to do that, and I continue to work through that. But at least the healing has begun, and that's a process that we all go through when we face tragedies. So let's go ahead and talk to Lisa in California. Hi, Lisa. Hopefully you're having a good day.
You know, I'm having a very blessed day, given the fact that I've had a yin-yang week. I lost the job, but, you know, I look at it, I lost an assignment. I'm an LVN nurse, and
right.
I look at it as opening a door, and right. The door it opened was my new relationship.
Right.
I got to spend more time with him.
Right.
So I'd like to see what a general reading would be like, you know, job-wise, financial-wise, relationship-wise, whatever Spirit wishes to put in my priority.
Well, the first thing Spirit wants me to tell you, to say this to you, you are looking at this in a very positive way, and that's good. You're seeing the positives and not the negatives of this. So let's continue to focus on the positives. Okay,
yeah.
That door closed, but another door is about to open. I do feel like that something's about to pop in here business-wise for June. As far as the relationship goes, you know, this is giving you more time to focus on that, to build this. And that's a good thing right now. And so, you know, as you go forward in this year, I do feel like that the relationship will get closer and closer and closer. And as you go into 2014, I feel like that it's going to be more serious than anybody could imagine at this point. I do feel like that it is going to be a lot more serious as you go into next year. But right now, you know, just enjoy the time to build this relationship. You know, look at it, you know, as that time. Because I feel like that job ending really in some ways helped your relationship. Because I felt like that the relationship was a little bit in trouble. And I feel like that focusing more right now, focusing energy on this relationship is actually going to help this relationship. So, you know, I believe that Spirit, you know, put this in your path for a reason. So I would keep following Spirit on this.
Okay. So a job, you said, you know, was by June?
I would say in June. I see something popping up in June.
Oh, my goodness. That would be wonderful. I am a single parent with two kids. You see them adjusting to...
Yeah, I do see them adjusting. You guys are going to have to tighten your belt a little bit for a while here, but I don't see it being anything major. I would definitely see you working here at least by mid-June. So something's opening up. But for right now, just keep an eye on your spending, you know, maybe tighten up a little bit, okay?
Okay. And, you know, as far as Spirit telling you to visit that area before the storm,
uh-huh.
I just feel like, if you don't mind me giving you a reading, I feel like if they were telling you to open up. Don't be afraid of what other people are saying.
Right.
I hear that if you had told maybe one or two people, that not only would have flourished your business, but it would have, somebody else would have taken it a little more seriously.
Yeah, because the thing that happened, because I had forgot, because I had made a prediction about this storm in Joplin a year before, and I had forgot that, and what happened is I went over to Joplin later, once I could go back over there, and I had friends that lived over there, and they said, Michael, you predicted this, and you actually... You know, we didn't believe you when you told us. And I was like,
right.
What? But you know, because because you're telling somebody that this huge tornado is going to hit, you know, their town, you know, within a year, and you know, they're looking at you like, okay, yeah, okay. But you know, when it happened, you know, they said, okay, I remember that. They went immediately back to that prediction, and so. Yeah, so we cannot be afraid of what we're seeing. And if Spirit's saying, hey, share that with somebody, we need to share it.
Well, see, my gifts I've always had, but I was raised Catholic and, you know, suppressed my gifts. And now that I've detoxed, as I put it, spiritually, emotionally, financially, weight, you know, life in itself, I feel like the veil has opened up. I feel like the door has opened. The window has opened. And, you know, when I told, just last night, I told a friend that I had a dream that Clint Eastwood died. That was just, I don't want it to happen. It is a fact of life. I just feel like, don't be hard on yourself. There's nothing more that you have done what you did,
and that's the thing that helped me. You know, I had friends that helped me through that and helped me through the healing process of that, and you know, that's what they said. You know, they said, Michael, you saw it and you did everything you could. You couldn't have went with the stop sign and at the end of Joplin and said, okay, stop. You would have got blown away. And so, you know, so I did. I prayed, and I believe that prayer created an energy, because there's just a lot of miracle stories that happened in that area that I believe that Spirit put a shield over a lot of people, and so you know, you got to look at that, because I did listen to the voice that said, you know, praying please keep them all safe. And I believe that Spirit did definitely do that. You know, we don't understand why there's loss of life, but there's loss of life at times, and that's just a part of life. But I do appreciate you calling in.
Oh, I appreciate your messages. Thank you so much. I really,
Thank
really
you.
Do.
All right. I appreciate your input. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's go ahead and take another caller here really quick, and I believe this is going to be my last call of the day, and we're going to go off air here right after this call. Hi. Hello. 619.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on air.
Hi. Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Oh, I don't know. Just can I leave it open to see what
okay.
can come through?
Okay. Could I get your first name, please?
Oh, yeah. Donna.
Donna. Okay, thank you. This
yes.
helps tap into me. Donna, have you been having pain in your stomach? As soon as I said the name, okay, then I'm going to see if this is a spirit coming through, because as soon as I said your name, I had like something hit me like in my chest. It was maybe not even in my stomach. It was like up in my rib cage. It was up in where I'm breathing sometimes.
Okay, that might mean something. Yeah.
Okay, because it felt like something hit me.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you? Please don't answer yes or no to these.
Okay. Just answer yes or no. Yeah.
Yeah. Right now. Just answer yes or no. So.
Yeah.
Did somebody get hit by something?
No, but there was some chest issues.
Okay. Because I'm feeling like that they grabbed like right at the center, like right close to their heart. I feel like that this could have been like a massive heart attack or something like this, because I feel like whoever this is like a gentleman. And I feel like that they were having a lot of breathing trouble. Does that make sense?
I'm
just going to keep telling you what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
And this might make sense to you later, but I'm going to stay with this for just a second, okay? Because I'm definitely feeling it. This is somebody that was either on oxygen towards the end, somebody hooked to a respiratory thing, or maybe even carried an oxygen tank or something. I keep seeing oxygen. This might come to you later if it's not making sense to you right now. But let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick, and let's see what Spirit has to say to you. I got the romance card that pops up. Are you in a relationship or thinking about a relationship? You're thinking about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would definitely lean that way, because that's the very first card I popped up here. And so I do see that popping up on the horizon. You know, I feel like that what Spirit wants you to look at yourself. I feel like that there's still some little bit of trust issues, you know, allowing somebody to come back into your life. I feel like that there was a past relationship that really hurt you. And there's a little bit of fear of allowing somebody else to come in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And the guardian angel card pops in here to tell me that you're feeling a little insecure about that. So they're popping in here right now saying, hey, you know what? If you want to open up again, we got you. You know, we're going to take care of you. We're going to watch over you and help you through that. I would say towards the end of the year, something's definitely popping up here for you. The freedom card. Popping up here, watching for those little signs. I got a sign card that's popping up. So definitely feel like that romance is on your horizon. I would feel more like in the fall. And then as you go into 2014, you know, developing this and really working on it. But it is time. It's time for you to have somebody in your life that will love you for the person that you are, because you're a very loving person. I can tell that by your spirit. And you're going, huh? No, maybe you don't see it, but I do. Okay. But you know, I believe that it's time for you to really begin to trust again. And that's scary. When we've got hurt in a relationship, it's scary to open our hearts again. You know, we're afraid we're gonna get hurt again. But otherwise if we never open up again, we're just gonna stay in our houses and just be there. And that's not what Spirit has for you. Spirit has a lot more for you. So
thanks.
Hopefully that helps you, and I do appreciate you coming in.
That was nice. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are closed, and we are going off air. We will be back here. Hold on. We will be back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, I believe. Be sure you check the show page. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, you go to Twitter. You can click the link right here on the Blog Talk Show page. It is just, what is it? You are, my brain just went dead. If your brain just ever went dead and it's like, okay. It's You Are Awakening at Twitter. You Are Awakening is our Twitter account. You Are Awakening. And it's also our email address if you would like to contact me. youareawakening@gmail.com, youareawakening@gmail.com. If you'd like to set up a reading with me, go to my website, www.spiritualawakening.com. If you would like to see this program continue forward out of this month, go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net and read the front page there, the home page there. There's a donation button there. And that's enough said about it. www.spiritualtalkradio.net. All right. Continue. We're going to go ahead and close out with prayer. We began with prayer. But we're going to go ahead and pray today. Again, for Michael Gourley, if you're just tuned into this program. Michael Gourley, which is a psychic medium working out of Illinois. Lost his sister over the weekend. He has been on this show. He is a very gifted reader and an awesome person. And you can imagine that his heart is breaking right now. And so they were really close. And is what I get from his Facebook page. And I didn't know them. I don't know them personally on a personal level at all, but we're all hooked together. And so continue to pray for Michael Gourley and his family. We don't understand tragic events like this. We don't understand what made this person decide to shoot this lady. We don't know what was in his head. All we know was this happened. And now the healing begins. So Michael knows that life continues on. He mentioned this on his Facebook. He's waiting for his sister to contact him. So he knows that life continues on. And so read his Facebook page. Read what he wrote there. He wrote this on Saturday, the day after. And there's some really nice things that he says in there. And continue to pray for him. I would appreciate it, and I know that he would as well. We're going to go ahead and close out with prayer. And and the one thing I want to do is I want to pray for anybody that is in situations that might be violent. Unfortunately, on our planet, there's a lot of domestic violence. There's just a lot of stuff that goes on in those kind of relationships. And so today we're going to pray that there be no violence. Today we're going to set our intent. I want you to listen. Today we're going to set our intent that today that there's no violence. Anywhere on this planet. And you're going, well, Michael, that's impossible. I don't serve a spirit of impossibles. I serve a spirit of possibles. So let's set our intent today that there's no violence, that no woman is hit today, that nobody has verbal abuse today, that no kid gets hit today, that nobody gets shot today, nobody gets knifed today, no violence today of any sort. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother God, we just set our intent right now for nonviolence. I look at Gandhi as I began to pray here. And Gandhi was an example of peace. I look at Martin Luther King, and they were examples of peace. I look at Jesus, and he was an example of peace. Oh, Mother God, today I just ask for peace on our whole planet. I know that there's people listening to me right now that think that this is a huge request and it can't be done. But I believe it can. I have never, ever understood violence. I don't get it. And it makes my heart hurt when I hear of it. When I heard about what happened, Father, Mother, God, with Michael Gorley's sister, it broke my heart. And I pray for him and his family today that you would begin to comfort them, that you would begin to heal them, and that you would begin to let them know that everything's going to be better down the road. Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would help us all understand that storms come into our lives, that tragedies happen. We don't always understand them. We don't know why there has to be storms like tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes and volcanoes. I don't get those things either. But I know that all things have a purpose, that all things have a reason and a season. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for my listeners that you would help them right now. That you would meet their needs right now. And that you would touch their hearts right now. Father, Mother, God, put angels around us to lead us and guide us in everything that we do. And let us always know that there are seasons for everything that happened. And we say namaste and we say amen. I want to read a scripture to you. Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing, a time to search and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart and a time to sew together, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Peace be with you, and peace be with all on our planet. We will be back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Talk to you then. Have a great day.
Father, there.